time for an interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca. Just Chef's Gourmet Express is a truly innovative meal concept designed to put time back into people's lives by offering fresh, well-balanced meals on your dinner table in only 8 minutes. As Ontario's fastest and freshest food, Just Chef's caters to families and individuals who don't always have the time to create fresh, well-balanced meals for their household and are tired of the current fast food choices available. Joining me today on the Jabbercast is Jeff from Just Chef's Gourmet Express.
How are you doing?
Let's start out by getting some of your background with regards to food or food preparation.
Well, I really loved cooking when I coincidentally started cooking at Harvey's when I was a kid, teenager, and I just really enjoyed being in the back cooking. So I took a job working for a guy at Devonshire Motel.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there, and it was a really good job. He was really good. I had no experience whatsoever, but I wanted to learn a little bit about cooking. So that's where I kind of got it started and really liked what I was learning there and decided that was a career I was going to do. So from there, I went to Stratford Chef School.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a culinary school there, and was really, really enjoyed it. So did most of my apprenticeship at Essex Golf and Country Club. Pretty much everything was locally here.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked in pastries and just kind of for the 3 years after school, just really kind of worked in different areas of the kitchen to fine-tune my skills. And that's basically it in a nutshell as far as the training goes.
And then when did you start Just Chef's?
Oh, Just Jeff started years after that.
Uh-huh.
I ended up, before I started Just Jeff, I was executive chef at Hilton, Point West Golf Club, executive chef, opened up a place called Alabazam.
Okay.
But then I, when I was the executive chef at Point West Golf Club, I decided that there was a need or a niche for the Just Jeff, so the type of thing that I'm doing here with respect to packaged meals to go. And opened it up 7 years ago now, 2002, the end of 2002, beginning of 2003.
Called Just Chef's Express Gourmet. Explain how it works.
Well, simply, it's kind of set up visually, if you will. If you walked up to a deli counter and ordered sliced luncheon meats, but instead of doing that, what you're picking out of the deli cooler is prepared meals that we make fresh here on site. And what you do as the consumer, they're all individual portions, and you as the consumer, you come in and you pick out your, say, chicken jambalaya and beef tip stroganoff, and maybe you want to get a pasta with meatballs for the kids. You pick those out. You're in and out in 5 minutes. You take them. You bring a pot of water to a boil. As soon as the water's boiling, you drop the bags in and set a timer for 8 minutes. Now, it doesn't really matter what you mix and match. It's one pot of water. Your cleanup is virtually next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way there, you can have ribs, mom can have salmon, and the kids can have pasta with meatballs. So everybody gets what they want. And it's really, it's a nice fast food alternative.
What an incredible idea. Now, when somebody does pick out what they want, is it already packaged or does it get packaged for them to take?
No, it's actually already packaged.
It's already done.
We packaged everything in the morning, yeah. So we're busy in here all day long cooking for the following day, if you will. And so, yeah, you're picking out. So there's no wait. You're just in and out, and dinner's ready. We have a lot of customers who come in, and they'll purchase their items for the week. I mean, if you know you're going to be busy tomorrow or the next day taking the kids to soccer, and, you know, there's only so many days in the week you can stop at the fast food places and eat pizza and burgers and things like that, and this is a nice, healthy alternative.
Sure. And can these the bags actually be frozen or whatnot? Do they last a while? Or?
Yeah, they can be frozen. Everything's stamped with a 8-day shelf life, and it is
okay.
On rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't consume it by the stamp date, then you can go ahead and freeze it, and it'll last 3 months in your freezer. So,
is this just dinner or lunch and dinner type stuff?
Primarily, it's designed as dinner, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people come in and they'll get the smaller portioned items like pasta with meatballs or pasta blush with chicken. They're $6 each. And, I mean, it makes a perfect size lunch as well. I guess it depends on your appetite and what you want to have for that particular day.
Yeah, sure. I suppose a lot of people eat the a lot of similar things for lunch as they do for dinner. What's your favorite personally?
My favorite is probably the Atlantic salmon fillet. It's with a maple Dijon glaze. That's one of my favorites. We won an award with our ribs, so the ribs are quite tasty as well. And our most popular are probably the chicken, both chicken dishes, and our kids' pasta blush with chicken and pasta with meatballs are really popular items as well. I mean, the price point is good, and from what we're told, it's good quality food. So,
well, with your background as a chef, is dinner actually your favorite meal of the day, or do you prefer?
Definitely, it's my favorite meal of the day.
Is breakfast something that you've ever considered there, or is that kind of too difficult maybe to package?
Yeah, you got to be careful not wearing too many hats. And based on this particular design, that's not to say breakfast isn't possible. But when you're running a business, I mean, you're better doing three things great as opposed to eight things just okay.
Sure.
And that's the problem. So we stick to our main focal point and try not to wear too many hats, especially around this business. However, with that said, we do also do a lot of catering here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on occasion, we have catered some breakfast functions, primarily more brunch-type items. So we do that kind of stuff as well.
Do you have prepared food for lunches or anything like that, or a seat-in area where you serve food, or is it all strictly a pick-up and carry-out?
Yeah, it's strictly pick-up and go. However, again, with what I said with respect to the catering,
right.
We cater out luncheons and deliver every day. So we're constantly going to the hospitals and the doctor's offices and different types of businesses and dropping off lunches for parties as small as four up to parties as big as 30 to 50. So we do that quite a bit, and that's all available on our website as well.
I just want to talk a little bit about wise food choices over unwise food choices and what kind of thoughts and preparations go into that specifically, if any?
You mean with respect to what I've chosen to put on the menu?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good question. Not too many people ask that. And with respect to the, not so much on the catering, but with the bagged items, certain foods work well in this format and certain foods do not.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't do a breaded crispy item and then drop it into boiling water. It
sure.
just doesn't work. So certain food items hold up, and keep in mind the boiling water, what it does is it re-thermalizes the food, basically brings it back up to temperature. You're pretty much finishing the cooking as you do that. So certain foods, you can't do that because they'll A, dry out, or the texture will change. So we did a lot of experimenting and still do to this day, trying to introduce different menu items and things like that. The testing was key in what we had done. So from a chef's perspective, there are certain things that I'd really like to do and wish I could do and have the talent to do, if you will. It's just not feasible. Like, we'll get people coming in here and saying, you should really do a nice pineapple salsa or something on a chicken breast. Well, that sounds great, and it would be a great menu item. It just would not hold up in the packaged food.
Right.
So just using that as an example.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your website. The website is pretty full-featured. You got a lot of content on there. I was watching some of the multimedia videos. Very well explains your concept there and everything, and maybe you could get into the website a little bit if you want, or at least give us the address and maybe other contact information.
Okay, sure. Well, our website, www.justjeffs.com, that's JUSTJEFFS.com, is where you'll find all our information and our services and our locations, all of our menus. We update the pricing. That's one thing that we do that a lot of other places don't do. They'll just post their menu, and a lot of them won't post their pricing. We update and post our pricing so that you can kind of look it over, get a rough idea, and then give us a call and book your party. We do not offer anything online as far as pre-ordering online or anything along those lines, because it does require a phone call anyways for confirmation. There's so many changes, but
right.
at least you can do a lot of the legwork, have a look, see what you're interested in, give us a call, place your order. We ask the questions we need to ask, which are important, and that's basically it. I mean, I wanted our website to be very navigational, as you said. It's informative. There's not a lot of bells and whistles. It basically describes our concept, describes our services, and exactly what we offer.
It's great. You get through it quick, and it's put together nicely. So we really appreciate you taking the time to be on the Jabbercast Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner Show. We really wish you continued success in your business.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca.